Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
The summer online auction going on now at GreatPlainsAuction.com, featuring a large selection of farm equipment, tractors, trucks, and vintage automobiles, even a fire truck and a school bus. Go to GreatPlainsAuction.com and browse the inventory. The auction absolutely ends August 1st at 11 a.m. Great Plains Auction is a trusted and reputable marketplace for farm equipment and more. If you have something you want to consign, reach out to Great Plains Auction. Browse the inventory today, GreatPlainsAuction.com. Sale ends on August 1st.
Well, at the Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting, Senior Farm and Ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes caught up with the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Todd Wilkinson, and they talked about the labeling and inspection of cell-based products. The good news, Wilkinson said, is that the urgency to act on the issues regarding cell-based products is good.
And, you know, it's great to see the grassroots come together and understand that they need to give us policy and direction. And that's what staff and the officers need. And the wonderful news is that everybody sees the urgency on this stuff. Nobody wants the public misled into eating something that comes out of a biorefractor. I call it goop. And, you know, if down the road that stuff ends up in the meat counter and it's the label ground beef, we've lost the argument. So we got to fight the fight now. We've got to get both regulatory labeling clear, and we've got to get the consumer protection part clear. And that's what the direction is that came out of this meeting.
Wilkinson said the FDA will require inspectors at biorefractors for these cell-based products, similar to how USDA inspectors are required at packing plants.
The FDA has agreed to much akin to what you would have with a meat inspector at a packing plant. They're going to have inspectors at these biorefractories. I'm not quite sure how that looks. I guess you stand by a big vat and watch them pour the goop into the big vat. Doesn't sound very appetizing to me. But they have already agreed that that is the process. They are going to be federally inspected all the way through. So if this stuff is going to get into the food stream, they have to have that inspection. Now, the big problem for me is the fact that they're trying to claim their ingredients that they pour into this big vat are proprietary, and they don't want to tell us what that is. Well, it's hard to be inspected to the thoroughness it needs to be when you're dumping it in a big vat and trying to make it something akin to look like a beer container. I don't quite get this process. I'm not a scientist. I just know how to raise beef. And this isn't going to look like any beef I've ever seen.
NCBA previously advocated for USDA oversight of cell-cultured meat and was pleased to see FSIS inspecting these products as opposed to the Food and Drug Administration. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.